And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news for the second week of October 2020. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host, who is worth one Michelin star to my heart, Tristan Phillipson. How are you doing this week?
Doing good. Only one Michelin star, though, eh?
Hey, no one wants to snooze on a Michelin star.
Man. How many Michelin stars do you think the Michelin man has?
You should have all the stars. I'd imagine he has.
Is he the guy that hands out the Michelin stars?
they kind of work together, the two companies. Just, he's the one that hands them out.
Are the Michelin stars at all related to the tire company?
No.
You sure?
Well, in all seriousness, no. Of course, it has to do with food. I'm pretty sure a food critic isn't. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like food doesn't really connect to tires that much.
I think it is, man.
Yeah, maybe the guy that ties the two together is Guy Fieri, because he does drivers, dive-ins, and dives. Maybe he's connected.
I hope so. I hope Guy Fieri hands them all out.
Yeah, him and Michelin Man. Depends on where in the States you are. They'll take turns handing out the stars.
I feel like it is. He's got the body for it.
Yeah. I don't know if Michelin Man has once said Flavor Town, but we'll have to keep an eye on that.
No way. Dude, it's the same... Business Insider says right here, yes, the Michelin that makes or breaks your fine dining establishment around the world is the same Michelin that manufactures tires.
Oh my gosh, I actually had no idea.
See, because I know that the Michelin stars, the rating system is really weird. I have no idea what story you're going to introduce, so I might be wrecking your story on you. But it has something to do with how far people are willing to drive to go to that restaurant. It's how good how many stars your thing's awarded. How far people should drive out of their way to go to your restaurant. So note there's a KFC in Australia. That's in the middle of nowhere in Australia, but it's like the only KFC around, so it's still quite busy, that was trying to get a Michelin star, because people do drive out of their way to go to that KFC, because it's the only place around, right? And so they're claiming that they deserve a Michelin star. So I know that driving and Michelin stars do have something together.
That makes sense, I guess. I guess it makes sense how they're tied in that aspect with driving.
Yeah.
We're not here to talk about KFC, but personally, I think the top story of the week does have to do with a fast food chain trying to get a Michelin star, and that will be Burger King.
Oh, well, of course. An even classier establishment than KFC.
Yeah, it's the king of fast food. It's the classiest one of them all.
Exactly.
So Burger King, they just released a new burger called the Angus, the Master Angus Burger. That's their new name for the burger here. And they are saying it is so good that they are having a petition to get a Michelin star for this burger.
Okay. Real question. Once again, I doubt you'll have any idea of this answer, but can you give like an entire chain a Michelin star, or do you have to give it a location, like an establishment? You know what I mean? Like, I assume most of us that have Michelin stars aren't like chain restaurants.
Right.
Not every Boston Pizza has a, you know, Boston Pizza doesn't have a Michelin star. But if you give a Burger King a Michelin star, is it for all Burger Kings that serve this burger, or is it just for like the one location, like downtown New York or whatever, that, you know, the one location that got awarded that Michelin star? Is it all, like, if they get this award, will all Burger Kings be Michelin star winning restaurants, or just the one place?
I think all Burger Kings will advertise, oh, the Mighty Angus Burger is a Michelin star burger, yeah. But I'm pretty sure it would just be for the one restaurant, because it's one restaurant in particularly that started the change.org, and their CEO of that building is trying to get them to eat it. Trying to get the star.
Wait, so will the people who write the Michelin stars, Will they not even go to like a fast food place? Are they too snobby for that? Like, we're not going to go to a Burger King. It's not worth our time.
Apparently, because they first asked and they ignored the request, mostly because they probably thought Burger King was joking. And now they start this change.org petition to show Michelin, look at how many people want you to give us a chance. And the CEO has even come out to say, we're not going to be giving you guys silver cutlery or a satin tablecloth or a valet parking. You guys are going to get a paper napkin with some finger dining. Yeah, you're getting your tray.
I'm not surprised that whoever rates these Michelin star eats the food doesn't want to go to a Burger King. And no matter how good, the sad thing is, no matter how good this burger is, this could be truly the greatest burger in the world. This could be the absolute creme de la creme of burgers, and it will never earn a Michelin star. It could be significantly better than 2-, 3-, 4-star Michelin burgers I've won, and it will never get that Michelin star, all because it's coming out of a Burger King, no matter how good this burger is, right? Yeah. It's the same thing with the Oscars. No matter how good Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was, it wasn't going to win Best Picture, right? No matter how good it was, especially compared to the other movies that came out in 2018, it wasn't going to win that award. That's it. Just wasn't.
Good comparison, because right? Yeah, Spider-Verse is the only film in 2018 that I gave 5 stars. It's by far the best of the year.
It was the best movie of the year.
Didn't even get nominated for Best Picture, because Oscar, they are known as the Prestige Academy. They don't want to be associated with an animated Marvel film.
Comic book movie. Are you kidding me? It's a movie for children, not esteemed critics.
So similar, I agree. Similar to this, the Michelin, they have such a reputation of being such high-end food that to give it to a fast food company, the animated children superhero film of food, no, they wouldn't do that.
It'd water down the esteemed, you know, the relevance of the name Michelin star if they give it to a Burger King burger. Even if, and I'm not saying it is, I highly doubt, I go to Burger King, I enjoy Burger King. I like it more than some of the other fast food places like McDonald's and stuff. I enjoy the Whopper. I doubt this burger deserves a Michelin star, but it might. It might. And even if it does, it's not going to get it.
So I went to the change.org petition to check it out.
Okay.
Guess how many signatures it has, Tristan?
I'm going to go with like 50,000.
Lower.
Like 30,000.
Would you believe me if I said it has 560 signatures?
Oh, so just the employees at the store.
Yeah, that is, like, I'm telling you right now, there's been petitions going on for stuff happening in my city, Edmonton, that have more than this. 500, that's it?
I'm pretty sure I made petitions at my high school that got more signatures than that.
Yeah, I remember we signed a petition to close down a club in Edmonton, and it had over 10,000. 500?
Like Knox, not the ranch. It was the ranch.
The ranch, We had a petition.
I was over in St. John's and I saw that petition online. I don't know how the hell that happened.
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy petition. It made it pretty far. Viral, man. Yeah, and then they kind of closed it down. They just changed the name, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
If you want to do the same, that's no different.
200 IQ right there. They beat the petition. But 500 signatures, my gosh. Burger King, it's kind of a disappointment.
I'm actually really surprised. I'm surprised something like this doesn't go trending. You know what I mean? Like people love stupid stories about fast food places, you know?
Yeah, a burger getting a Michelin star, I figure this would be like number one right now. McDonald's would have had this trending by now.
Oh, for sure.
I'm surprised McDonald's hasn't jumped on this.
You are not as snobby as those elite, you know, arugula-eating, Michelin star-awarding, food critics. So you do eat at the humble fast food chains.
That's pretty much all I eat.
So, has there ever been a meal or an item in a fast food chain that you believe deserves a Michelin star? What is the thing that you think of all fast food items that you've eaten deserves a Michelin star?
Well, for me, I think the junior chicken with Thai sauce at McDonald's is the most esteemed food item you can get. It's just fantastic.
I respect that choice. What about the Travis Scott burger?
Yeah, we talked about the Travis Scott burger.
They don't have it. When I heard about that, I immediately went out to my local McDonald's. I went up to the register and asked, I want a Travis Scott burger. And the person out there looked at me like I was a freaking idiot. They go, what? And they rang me in for a McChicken with like habanero sauce on it. I'm like, what? I want a Travis Scott burger. And they're like, oh, sorry, we don't have that.
To be fair, isn't a Travis Scott burger just like a quarter pounder with cheese with like lettuce thrown on?
I think there's a barbecue sauce on there, I think.
Oh, maybe there's a different sauce. Okay.
Yeah, I think I heard there's barbecue sauce on there, I think. I don't know. And it was with a Sprite, though. You had to get with a Sprite.
Yeah, with the Sprite.
You had to get with the Sprite, which I never get. I always go for the Coke.
Well, I hate Sprite, so yeah, I guess
I'm not a big Sprite guy.
Because I'm not a big Travis Scott guy.
So the junior chicken with Thai sauce, you think deserves a Michelin star?
I think so. What would be your Michelin star? The Travis Scott burger?
I really enjoy the Doritos tacos at Burger King.
Oh yes, classic.
That is elite food right there.
My fiance might back you up on that. She loves the Taco Bell tacos.
A woman of good taste.
Yeah, especially the Cool Ranch one. She really likes that one.
Oh, fair enough. I like the the fiery one. But I believe it's only normally a limited time option. I don't think they always have
it. Okay, I was gonna say, I thought they just had the regular and Cool Ranch.
They have the fiery one, like, okay, normally like, over the summer, I think, is when they have the fiery one.
Okay, which all of them are good. You can't hate on Dorito Taco.
How can you? It's the perfect combination.
Yeah, maybe we should just be members of the Michelin group. We should just start giving out stars.
We should review food. We should become a food... Well, not us, though, Quentin. Me and you are... We are not, you know, smart enough to review food. We don't have the tools for it. But luckily, we know a man who does. Yeah. We know a man who has risen to the top of culinary arts.
Yeah, we're...
impeccable taste.
Yeah, we're mere peasants to the one and only Well Dog.
Alexander Welling. I really want him to start reviewing like different types of craft dinner. I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I would love the weekly craft dinner. Instead of him doing like sports stories, who watches sports? He should have the Well Dog Wonder, and that's just him talking about his weekly bowl of craft dinner.
Like 1 week he tries like the white cheddar,
next week he tries cheesy.
I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah. And then we can ask him how many Michelin stars he would rate each one. That'll be his score.
How many Welling stars?
Welling stars.
Really care about.
Yeah, that sounds right.
On a scale of 6, just to be different from the Michelin stars, but to assert our dominance.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Well, moving on to some film news here. We have a few smaller updates. Borat 2, have you heard of this surprise announcement that they announced a week ago?
It's on Prime, is it not? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they released the trailer and an announcement that a film that we didn't even know was coming. It was a surprise launch.
Yeah.
Is coming out at the end of the month.
End of the month? I didn't know that. That is awesome.
It's coming out October 23rd, I believe.
I am a fan of anything and everything that Sacha Baron Cohen does. I absolutely think it's hilarious. So I am totally in for this.
I need to watch more Sacha Baron, especially because this is the month of Sacha. He's also having Trial of Chicago 7.
Oh, I never heard of that.
You never heard of that? It's the critics have just watched it, and it's getting a lot of buzz. It's one of the best films of the year. He's one of the supporting actors for it.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Trial of the Chicago 7 and Nomadland are kind of the two top contenders for, like, people are just automatically assuming they're going to get nominated for Best Picture. Who knows who's going to win? But like they're both very critic loved.
They're the big buzzy ones right now.
Yeah, exactly. And
is
Sasha
Mank still coming out this year? Have you heard any news on Mank? Is that still coming out 2020?
Mank, there's been no news of it yet, but because there's been no news, I'm assuming now. But that wasn't supposed to come out till December, so there's still time.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything yet. I don't know. I think it's still coming out this year.
Especially since Mank is a Netflix film and Trial of Chicago 7 is a Netflix film. They haven't moved Trial at all. It's stuck to the date. It's coming out the day it was supposed to a year ago. It's still coming out October 14th. So I imagine if they haven't moved that one, they're probably not going to move Mank then.
No, I don't see why they would. I think they want, like, I think they're really enjoying being the head honchos of the year for movie releases, at least. You know, I mean, they have like the biggest and probably the best movie releases of the year, right?
Yeah.
Besides a few Disney Plus, really, you know, notable films on Disney Plus, like Hamilton or, you know, One and Only Ivan, that got some buzz around them, but obviously not for awards contestants.
Right, but just for good films.
Yeah, just in general, something to watch.
Yeah, so this is definitely the month of Sasha, because, he has Trial of Chicago 7 coming out in a week or so, and then Borat coming out at the end of the month. I haven't seen the original Borat. In fact, I've seen very few Sasha films. The only one I saw was The Dictator, and I thought that was horrible.
Whoa, and Talladega Nights, baby.
Oh, he's in that?
He plays the PRA driver, the one who's, I'm here to beat you, Ricky Bobby.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy?
I saw it once when I was, how old was
You've
I?
You've only seen it once? I watched that thing yearly, I think. I saw it a couple weeks ago. I love that movie. That's a go-to for me. It's hilarious.
I'm sure it's good. I don't know. I'm not a big sports guy, so I figured I wouldn't like it.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. It's so, any sports movie Will Ferrell in it, though, is fantastic.
That's true. Yeah, I should give it another try. I should do a Sasha binge, especially for this month. Since...
Actually, my second year of university, near the end, I did a Sasha binge. I watched all Algie in the House. There's Algie in the House. Yeah, Borat, Bruno. I did a Sasha binge a while ago. They're all fantastic. They're really hilarious.
Yeah, I definitely want to watch Borat, especially before I watch the second one. Maybe I'll do like a back-to-back night.
And they have you seen the clip that came out some middle of the summer this past summer of him at like an anti-mask protest in Washington, and he was singing like a, he was dressed in costumes, always dressed in costumes, right? Dressed all up in like a costume, like a redneck guy singing a song about coronavirus, and that was all China's fault. And it's clearly, now that we know it's Borat 2's coming out, it's clearly for Borat, right? That's clearly, he's playing the Borat character who's playing a costume.
Yeah.
So Sacha Baron Cohen in costume is Borat in costume of a redneck at a real convention, anti-mask convention, singing a song. Did you guys report on that?
No, I don't really follow Sasha that much.
That was just like managed normal news. It was the song was super racist, right? Because everything he does is like super on the edge. But the entire crowd was like started singing along with it and clapping. They loved the song, even though it's very, very racist towards Chinese people. Because he was just playing the character who's always, if you don't know who Borat is, it's quite not politically correct in any way.
I assumed so, yeah. Yeah, all I've seen was the poster for Borat 2, which showed him wearing a mask, but he wore it as if it was like a loincloth that just covered his penis and the rest of him was naked.
Yeah, I saw that. Man, this guy's all like, I love Sacha Baron Cohen.
That's all I saw for Borat 2. I know nothing about Borat except for that, and I kind of just assumed, okay, yeah, this is definitely going to be a bit of a racy film.
It really is. And it a lot of times involves like real life people. Kind of like Impractical Jokers type thing where they prank on real people.
Okay. I didn't know that.
He played the character the whole time, right? So he doesn't think he's pranking people. He's just being Borat, who's just going around pissing people off. And it's hilarious.
Yeah, so Borat 2, who would have thought would be like the only movie coming out in October now?
Yeah. Yeah, everything else was delayed, eh?
Yeah, they're delaying everything. We just got news this week that No Time to Die is being moved to the summer of 2021. That was inevitable.
I'm not mad about that because it gives me more time to catch up on all the James Bond movies I haven't seen.
Yeah, it's probably good for me too. I'm slowly renting all the films from the library, but it takes a little while because, other people are watching them. So I'm slowly working through it. It's giving me tons of time now.
So many, it's a thing. Like, this isn't like a normal franchise. Like, Mission Impossible was like, what, 6 movies? You can watch 6 movies pretty quickly. This is like a 27 film franchise.
Yeah,
this thing takes forever to get through. It's just a lot. If you're someone like me and Quinn who hasn't, we never watched these growing up. I didn't start watching them until this past summer. Like we never watched these movies.
Yeah, so no, I've never
a lot to catch up on if you're not born into it.
Yeah, it's definitely not my kind of genre, so I never bothered until No Time to Die came up.
At least the ones I've seen, and I'm only up to a Man with the Golden Gun for context. I do prefer the Mission Impossible or the Bourne films in general over the James Bond movies. I find them just overall more interesting films.
Which one? The Mission Impossible and the Bourne films?
I like them both more than the... Yeah.
And I've John never Wick seen those either. I assumed I wouldn't like any of them.
Of all the major spy franchises, James Bond seems to be my least favorite. I like the Mission Impossible movies way more than expected. The Mission Impossible movies really surprised me how much I enjoyed them. I thought they were really fun.
Yeah, I've only seen 2 James Bond films so far, so I can't really weigh too much on it, but...
Yeah, well, From Russia with Love is the second one, right?
I saw the first and third one. The second one's still on hold.
Because I think, from my memory, I like From Russia with Love. Probably my favorite ones of all the ones I've seen. I did enjoy that one, I think.
Yeah, for me, number 2 and 4 are still on hold, and I pretty much have the rest of them, so I might just watch all of them and watch, like, the second one, like, last.
Yeah, it's also probably the most frustrating thing with the James Bond movies. They're not on any streaming service. If like, they're all on Amazon Prime or they're all on like Netflix.
Yeah, that'd be a lot easier.
It's way easier to watch, right?
Yep.
It is upsetting that they're not all on a streaming service for us to easily watch and enjoy. It makes it a lot tougher to see the whole series.
I agree. And another announcement here is The Witches, which was a film that was slated to appear in October. Because it's the Halloween season, and it's still coming out in October. It is just going to be a HBO Max original now.
Witches. That is the one based on the Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
Book, right?
Yep. Anna Hathaway's the lead.
Ooh, nice. This is pretty good. Growing up, I really liked. I was never much of a reader, but I did like the Roald Dahl's books. I read a good number of his books, although. I think I read Witches when I was younger. I can't
quite Witches remember. Is the only one I remember reading. I actually remember that story.
I do remember a lot about it. So either I read it or I just heard a lot about it.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I don't got HBO, but...
I think Anne Hathaway is great.
Yeah, I don't have HBO, but normally if something comes out on HBO, some other streaming service in Canada will pick it up as well.
Yeah, HBO isn't in Canada. I think normally Crave gets HBO stuff.
Yeah, Crave tends to pick them up.
Crave normally gets a lot of the HBO stuff.
So maybe I'll go visit Well Dog and watch Witches then.
Yeah, I don't have Crave, but Crave does have quite a bit of good stuff on. I might pick it up for a month or something like that.
Yeah. And the final news for movies here is Miss Marvel. Have you heard, Tristan, that have you heard the casting announcements that's going to be the first Muslim to be a superhero on film?
She's a Canadian too, if I remember.
Yes, right. I was just about to bring that up too. I was just about to ask, has the MCU had a Canadian actor? I feel like maybe this might be our first one.
Isn't the main guy from the Eternal going to be in the Eternals from Canada? I could be wrong on that though.
Okay, possibly.
I think he is. And I thought Miss Marvel was going to be a show on Disney Plus.
So yes. No. It's going to be a Netflix Plus original show.
Netflix Plus? I mean, Disney Plus.
Disney Plus original show.
There seems to be a lot of those shows coming to Disney Plus, a lot of Marvel stuff.
Yeah, I believe they have 5 or 6.
Yeah. There's obviously the first one coming to us is going to be the WandaVision, which I think I'm very excited for. So this is like a sitcom.
Yeah, it's gonna be one of the ones I'm the most excited for. That's gonna be one of the better ones, I think.
Or I also like the What If series. This is like not canon with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, mm-hmm. but it's an animated show. It's sort of like, what if they took different routes with different storylines, which sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, I remember for half the podcast when we discussed it, we're trying to think of like fun What If scenarios, like Ant-Man going up Thanos' butt.
That's what I'm most excited for, because it seems like the one where they can literally do anything, and it doesn't matter because it's not like canon or whatever, but there's just still going to be like great stories in anime, which I love animation, so I think that's going to be awesome. And then there's that Marvel 616. I did you hear about that?
No, I haven't heard of this one.
What?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
It just recently announced, and I think I didn't really read too much on or what it was about. But that one seems kind of weird and different. I don't know if it's also like a What If sort of show or if all the stories are canon. But it's like a bunch of different stories of some sort. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one. I've heard of She-Hulk and Loki.
She-Hulk, Loki, of course.
Hawkeye.
Kind of Winter Soldier is going to be probably like the premiere show. I think probably like the big one they're really hoping will take off.
Which is the one I care about the least. Well, yeah, besides Hawkeye.
I don't know. I like Falcon a lot in the show. I always thought he was a funny and interesting character. Loki sounds pretty awesome. It's Tom Hiddleston.
And do you know who else is in Loki?
Pardon me?
Do you know who else is in Loki?
I can't remember, but maybe once you mention it, it'll drop my memory.
Wow.
Should I? Is it this big of a deal?
So sorry. I was trying to do my own Wilson impression.
Is Owen Wilson in?
Yeah.
Loki? No way. That's awesome. I love Owen.
Yeah, I know. I love Owen Wilson.
I didn't hear that at all. That's dope.
Yeah, that pretty much got me hyped for it. I was excited to begin with, but yeah. I'm a big Owen Wilson fan. I like him.
I'm a big Owen Wilson. I think he's awesome. I really like Owen Wilson.
Yeah, and he's in a bunch of Wes Anderson films, which I love, and I think he's always really fun in those. So, a big Owen Wilson fan.
I think he's a really funny actor. I think he's quite funny.
Yeah, and I think he's good at playing different comedy roles. He doesn't have the same shtick all the time.
No, not like a Will Ferrell who generally has the same.
Yeah, thing.
Though I love Will Ferrell, I have a big.
Yeah. I'm not a Will Ferrell hater, but yeah, it does have the same shtick. So, yeah, I like Owen Wilson.
A lot of good movies coming our way, just not this year. We gotta wait.
Disney Plus really dragging their feet with their launches here, but Netflix keeps throwing them out. Borat 2 coming out soon on Amazon, Witches for HBO. All the streaming services are at least taking
very
care of
us. Very exciting stuff. And we are getting still Mandalorian Season 2 and WandaVision this year. So that's pretty exciting. They're just getting a couple of the big shows. I'm really disappointed. Tell me if you heard anything about this. I haven't heard anything about it. Is there going to be a High School Musical, the musical, the series? Season 2.
That's a good question.
I love that.
I heard that there's that they're doing a sequel, but it's I don't know if it's the same school, but it's going to be about the Beauty and the Beast play.
Okay, it could be the same school because at the very end of the last episode, the drama teacher goes like one of the main kids in the drama class. Just wait to see what play I picked up for next year.
Okay, well then it might be the same school then. But I do know that they're doing. I heard the sequel is Beauty and the Beast, the musical.
Well, way to spoil it. I'm fine. I really enjoyed that show. I think a lot of people, I think it didn't get enough credit as it deserved because it's coming out the same time Mandalorian was coming out. And Mandalorian was so hyped. I think a lot of people wrote it off as just being some stupid high school musical Disney Channel thing. Who cares? It's not gonna be, you know, a real show. No one's gonna care about it. But I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was very well done.
I liked it. I preferred The Mandalorian, but I liked it.
I'm torn on it too. I enjoyed both. Mandalorian is probably one of the best things in Star Wars. It's probably the best one of, like, since like the original trilogy. Yeah. The Mandalorian is fantastic.
Yeah, no, I love The Mandalorian. It's really great. And I also personally liked it because I had my buddy Austin come over every week. We finally had an excuse to hang out every week and watch an episode. So it was just like a fun event that we made it.
Nice.
Because I barely see the guy because he lives so far away. But he'll come over for Mandalorian. So.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Speaking of Disney Plus shows and movies and all the latest things of 2020, there's the People's Choice Awards, which really, in the grand scheme of things, don't matter. But I'm bringing it up here because we got the nominations that were just announced yesterday. And my gosh, it's just a reflection on how bad 2020 has been. So I have
Before we continue, I have a question. How are the People's Choice Awards chosen? Like, it's called People's Choice. So just like the most popular things, the things that make it the most money. So that's like, I guess, what people would choose. Or is there like a committee and they just title it the People's Choice
Awards? I believe there's a committee that looked at the most popular films of the year or the most beloved films or maybe the most trending. I'm not too sure on how they're picked.
Last year,
but then the people vote.
Won, right? Like, did Endgame win best picture from the People's Choice last year? Because it had to have.
Right? Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I imagine it would have.
Because, like, that's what people chose. I'm looking this up. What one? What was last year? 2018? I mean, 2019?
Yeah, 2019.
People's Choice Awards. So.
Yeah, so you look up the winner of 2019. Let's see how canon this is. Because I can't imagine maybe Joker beat Endgame. Like, it had to be one of those two.
Joker wouldn't. If the nominations are already out now, Joker wouldn't have been out yet, would it have?
Oh, you're true. Joker wouldn't even qualify.
So yeah, okay. So best movie of 2019 nominees are Captain Marvel, Fast and Furious, Presents Hobbs and Shaw, John Wick, Chapter 3, Lion King, Spider-Man, Toy Story 4, Us, and Endgame ended up winning.
Okay, that sounds pretty canon.
So yeah, you're right. Like, those seem to be like, well, those are probably the biggest movies of 2019 up to what it came. This happened in November. Oh wait, quick! I just saw this right here, right now. I'm gonna list off to you all the drama movie stars of 2019. All right. I want you to guess who you think won the drama movie star of 2019 from the People's Choice Awards, okay?
All right.
We got Leonardo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
Taron Egerton for Rocketman.
Yep.
Cole Sprouse for 5 Feet Apart.
Oh my gosh.
Zac Efron for Extremely Wicked, Shocking, Evil, and Vile.
Okay.
Samuel L. Jackson for Glass.
Okay.
Lupita Nyong'o for Us.
Wait, Lupita's in this? I thought it was men.
It just says drama movie star. I thought it was two until I saw her also.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sarah Paulson for Glass and Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Who do you think won?
Wow, what a roster. Yeah. I'm gonna go with I think maybe Zac Efron if all the girls are voting and they just see that name.
No, not quite. Cole Sprouse for 5 Feet Apart. Not Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio.
The biggest question mark of the group. Okay.
Right.
Good job, Cole.
Yeah, have you seen that movie?
No, that's the only movie I didn't see of all of those.
We let Mom, me and Hayden let Mom pick a movie 1 week for us to watch, and she picked that one. It was a movie.
Out of 5 stars on Letterboxd, what would you give it?
I'd probably give like a 2.
Okay, that's fair.
Like it's not like, I wouldn't say it's awful. Like, it's not a bad movie.
No, I'm sure it's.
My big thing is this though, and I haven't actually seen Fault in Our Stars. But I feel it's essentially the same plot line.
Probably.
I feel it's pretty much the same movie as Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah, I thought it was the same movie at first.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was far from bad. It was far from bad. It just was generic, if I were to describe it.
Fair. Glad you listed all those off, Tristan, because, man, I gotta say, almost all those films are better than all of these. So, okay. I got the list here of all eight of them. Do you want to see if you can guess them? Do you want to see if you can guess a few?
Yeah, okay. First guess, Harley Quinn and Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was an odd one. Bad Boys for Life?
Yep.
Good, okay. All right. Doolittle.
No.
Okay.
Doolittle does get an acting nom for Robert Downey later, but
of course, come on.
Of course.
Onward.
No.
Should be Criminal.
It is. Especially with some of the other options.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
No.
Invisible Man.
Yes.
Okay. Alright.
Want to take any more guesses, or are you good?
Kissing Booth 2.
What?
Kissing Booth 2.
No, but...
for a real hate. Oh!
But it does get a nom later.
365 Days.
No, 365 Days should have, though. That would have been great.
It should have. That thing was trending forever. That thing made huge waves.
I wonder if maybe they just didn't qualify it. I don't know. Because I don't think it gets any noms.
Yeah, you think like, for People's Choice. Like, that was pretty. That's probably one of the most popular movies of the year.
All right, so you want me to list you off the other five movies that were nominated?
Just list them all off from the top to bottom, just in case people forgot what I said.
All right, so we have Bad Boys for Life, Birds of Prey, and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn, Extraction, Hamilton.
Hamilton?
Yeah. Project Power, The Invisible Man, The Old Guard, and Trolls World Tour.
You know what? I won't be real with you, Quentin. All things considering, for the year 2020, the year of our Lord, that's not an awful list.
I am shocked. Project Power and Old Guard were up there. I think they just looked at trending Netflix films because they're kind of trending now. But my gosh, those two are... I haven't seen
Project Power, Old Guard, or Extraction.
I've seen Extraction, and it was pretty bad, but it was trending for a really long time. It was. It's one of their most watched films on Netflix of all time, so they've already announced they're doing an Extraction 2.
Cool.
I'm sure people are very excited about that.
Yeah, I haven't seen those three, but like honestly, Invisible Man, pretty solid. Bad Boys for Life, it's pretty solid. Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, it was pretty good. Pretty good. Trolls World Tour, significant improvement from the first one. I don't remember enjoying the first one at all. I felt the first one's very generic, just, you know, standard family affair. But Trolls World Tour, I thought they tried something unique, and I think it paid off. I thought it was enjoyable.
Oh. Also
made absolutely massive waves in the movie industry.
I do want to watch Trolls World Tour just for the legacy it has.
Yeah, it has a massive legacy.
It is kind of iconic for this year. I do kind of want to watch it, maybe even pick it for the podcast.
Honestly, for teaching like young children the idea of different races and racism and stuff, I thought it did a pretty well job of grasping that concept.
Oh, I had no idea that's what the concept was.
Yeah, it's very unique. I thought it was a solid movie. I think the ending was a little on the nose, but overall,
okay, well, I thought the movie you're was starting to enjoyable. Win me over. I gotta check this out.
It wasn't a bad film. It wasn't awful. Me and Jada watched it together. She enjoyed it a lot.
The best comedy movie of 2020, Kissing Booth 2, is one of the nominees.
Name, like, what? How many nominees are there? Six for each category, it looks like? Seven for each category?
Eight for each category.
Yeah. Name eight comedy movies this year.
Like, you want to name the eight here?
But name eight in general. Like, if you're take, could, do you see one that's missing that you could take Kissing Booth out to put in?
I'm trying to think if I can think of one off the top of my head that's not one of these eight.
Well, name eight, maybe I can help you. Name eight, maybe I can help you.
Okay, so there's Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, okay.
Like a Boss.
I haven't seen that one, but okay. That's Tiffany Haddish, right?
Yes, and that was the first pre-screening I ever had, so a little bit of a warm spot for that film.
That's not true, though, Quinta. Do you not remember? Years ago, me and you and our mom got us tickets to the pre-screening of the very prestigious Nanny McPhee Returns.
So did we?
We got like tickets like the day. I don't know if it was accurate. It was like the day before the movie came out. I don't know how mom got like work for free or whatever. They can't that one. We got it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, we went and saw like the day before the movie came out.
And to be fair, I have actually seen other pre-screens. I saw the rebooted Blair Witch. I saw that a few years ago. So I guess it's not the actual first one I got. But the other ones I went from like a contest. This one I like applied for and I got it. So I don't know. Cool. It was kind of exciting. Fair. Then there's also King of Staten Island here.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Neither have I, and it's probably the one on this list that like I wish I have seen. Kissing Booth 2, The Lovebirds, The Wrong Missy, P.S. I Still Love You to All the Boys, and Bill and Ted Face the Music.
I've seen most of them. There is, I can think of two off the top of my head that aren't on there.
What two of those be?
Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, that's a comedy?
An action comedy. I think it's an action comedy.
It falls under the action movie of 2020. I don't know if you can have them in both.
Okay, they already have it there, then I see what I don't have it here. But Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah. Palm Springs would be a great one.
Yeah, it was a fantastic movie.
Yeah, and I just quickly went to the best drama movie of 2020, and it's not there either. So, yeah, it should fit there then.
Yeah, I really enjoy Palm Springs.
Yeah, that's a great film. It's funny to see them pay so much attention to films that you would never see nominated for Oscar. I don't know if any of these eight best picture films, according to People's Choice, I don't even know if one of them will make the Oscars.
But here's the thing, though. For like, I'll read you the list for the movies of 2019, right? Or I already did, didn't I?
Yeah.
The only one on there was Us that would be nominated for any Oscars. I mean, Endgame got a couple of the...
That's fair. Yeah, yeah. I guess they kind of go their own way either way.
Yeah, and it makes sense. The People's Choice Awards are generally for like the big popular films. The Oscars very rarely for, you know, in the 90s and earlier, they would, like, obviously Return of the King, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King was won like 11 Oscars or something ridiculous. And it was also probably the biggest movie of the year.
Yeah.
But recent memory, they've really diverged popular mainstream movies and art housey, you know, film house sort of Oscar bait movies have really diverged, and very rarely do they cross like Joker or Us when the paths emerge, you know what I mean?
And I like how they are branching off into a different aspect of film. It's good to pay attention to these films, because Endgame didn't even get a nomination for Best Picture, but it was still acknowledged as the film of the people. So that's cool how they still have their awards mean something else, I guess.
Yeah, these are like the Everyman Awards, you know?
But my biggest issue looking at this is there's still 3 months of 2020 that we're not going to be paying any attention to. Joker, which would have easily been a film of the people from last year, didn't get a nom because it wasn't out yet.
Yeah, that's really stupid. I agree. I always thought award season was like January, February. Why is there an awards in the middle of like October?
Yeah, it's like, weird to have an award. Yeah, it's weird to celebrate the films of 2020 in October 2020. When there's still 2.5 months left.
And at first, it's going to make the claim that maybe it's because all like the big blockbuster Hollywood films are out right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like what we have next for us, September, or I guess September's done now. Oh my God. October, November. Those are like the art housey films that go for the Oscars.
Yeah.
But that's not, and then I realized, wait a second, that's not freaking true. Because we still have the Christmas blockbuster season that comes in swinging with massive blockbusters. Star Wars came out then. The Jumanji movies came out then. Aquaman came out a couple years ago then. You know what I mean? Like the big blockbuster movies that could win People Choice Awards, you would think, right? Like Star Wars movies could win People Choice Awards. They always come out near Christmas time. But they can't get nominated for these awards. They probably would win or do pretty well in, only because they come out in December for the big Christmas blockbuster season, right?
Yeah, exactly. I get what they're going for, because this is about the time where the Oscar films start coming out. And let's celebrate the films before it's all Oscar buzz. But exactly, there's still Star Wars.
The Trial of Nine isn't going to win a People's Choice Award, right? Like it's just, you know, what, like 1917, is that going to win a People's Choice Award? I don't think so.
Exactly, but last year, even though all the Oscar films were pretty much not even out yet, except for Once Upon a Time.
Yeah,
at this point in time last year,
that did get nominated. Both Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio got their ass handed to them by Cole Sprouse,
the superior actor. Yeah.
But
Cole Sprouse showed them who's boss.
No offense to Cole. Every morning I'm watching somebody like Zach and Cody with her. Yeah, that show still holds up. All right, that show's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, it's great.
It really does hold up.
But
better than like Hannah Montana and those other shows. I don't think they hold up.
But Rise of Skywalker wasn't beloved. But if it was a beloved Star Wars film, that missed out. Jumanji 2 missed out. Joker missed out. So yeah,
presumably like The Force Awakens, which was a very beloved Star Wars film. That missed out.
Yeah.
But pretty luckily, much any Star Wars. Solo didn't miss out. I'm sure it didn't win anything, but it didn't miss out.
What didn't?
Solo.
Oh, whew, good.
That came out in May.
Good. They know what the people want.
Yeah, they're like, don't worry. We're going to get all the people.
All right, let's push this one forward so we can get the love it deserves.
Honestly, way better than people. Like, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a perfectly fine movie. There were a couple scenes that were like wink to the camera, like a eye roll. You know what I mean? Like that's stupid. Like how he got his name Han Solo. Like that was dumb. But like overall as a film, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed quite a. I really enjoyed it. It was like a heist movie in space starring Woody Harrelson and Donald Glover. Like that's. It was. I thought it was pretty good.
Daenerys Targaryen was in it.
Yeah.
Almost had me excited there. I almost watched it just for that.
I watch it for Donald Glover. Let's be real. I forget my Donald and Woody Harrelson. I think Woody Harrelson's also awesome.
Oh, I love Woody Harrelson.
I thought this year was set to be pretty good.
Yeah, but that now it just gives room for 2011. I'm sure. Or, sorry, 2021. I'm sure that's going to be a great year.
I think you're really forgetting, Quentin, that the absolute all-star smash of a SpongeBob Sponge on the Run came out this year.
Yeah, and Doolittle. This year was just jam-packed.
And Scoob. Eat your words.
Yeah, have you seen Scoob yet?
I have seen Scoob.
It's classic.
I didn't like that movie.
No, I didn't.
I didn't mind. Like, I thought the voice acting in it was all right. It wasn't a Scooby-Doo story, though. It was the most generic kid's story with Scooby-Doo characters. There was no monster spooking people, no bad guy in a mask. It wasn't a Scooby-Doo story.
I've always had the opinion that the first 10 minutes is the best part of the film, where they were absolutely kids and they went to the mansion. Like, that was peak Scooby. That was
a Scooby-Doo story. They unmasked a spooky guy with a spooky ghost in a mask. Like, it was like, you know, that was a Scooby-Doo story. And then it was spun off like the most generic kid story in the world.
And that was like, yeah, it kind of brought me back to my childhood, the first 10 minutes. It was great. I loved it.
I was really hoping that the whole thing would have ended up being a guy in a mask, and it wasn't. And that is disappointing as well.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Scooby-Doo story, and that was what I was really disappointed.
Well, it was almost Simon Cowell in the mask. We really missed out.
Yeah, I called Simon Cowell being the mask at the beginning, and they're all like, no, it won't be Simon Cowell in the mask. I'm like, well, it has to be somebody in the mask. Simon Cowell was the only character they introduced. But my 9-year-old sister was right. There was nobody in the mask.
Yeah, no one in the mask.
Stupid.
Yeah. Speaking of no mask, we have the big news here where Donald Trump has COVID.
Yeah.
Really? Nothing to say here. It just was announced yesterday or this morning. Brand new news.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, the big political debate was also this week. All kinds of American politics.
That was a shit show.
I've seen like clips of it. I didn't see the whole thing.
I thought the whole thing. I was there live, baby. I was watching that.
I was there live.
I had a big old bag of chips and a soda in my hand. I was ready to go. I was ready for a freaking show. And it was the train wreck I expected. It played out the exact way I expected. And it was, without a doubt, probably one of the worst presidential debates. I've only seen a couple, so the worst one I've seen. But right after the thing was over, it cut back over to like the news reporter guy. Goes, I've been studying politics for over 40 years now. And that was quite possibly the worst debate I've ever seen. And I just bursted out laughing. It was so bad. like no one can pretend that was a good debate. Like, for either side. Like, I don't care which side you're on or who you're voting for. Like, no one can pretend that was a good debate. No one walked out of that going, man, I'm really proud of the person.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was impressed with anybody.
Nobody won. I can tell you who lost. The American people.
No, I was going to say who won. I was going to say us Canadians.
The Canadians, yeah. I was watching it and goes, man, I'm glad I ain't voting. At this point, Kanye West is looking good at this point, guys.
Yeah. We should get Welldog an American citizen to throw him in the running.
Oh my god, can we do that? I just want to throw Welldog into everything. This is a man that needs to be out there more.
Yeah, I agree. He's a man of the people. He'd get all the votes.
He really is.
All right. And the final story here, I wanted to close the podcast here. We started with a fast food story, and we're ending with another one here. Tristan, did you hear the news that was announced this morning that Subway bread isn't officially bread?
What is it?
They said it is too sugary to classify as bread.
Too sugary, eh?
Yeah, they said it's got four times the amount of sugar that bread should normally have. And so the Irish board, the Irish Supreme Court, has announced Subway bread is no longer technically bread.
What is it? Like, did they
classify it? I don't know. One of the tweets says, long story short, Subway bread is now cake.
Yeah, is it cake? Is it like a pastry?
I guess it would be considered a pastry.
Like a scone, maybe?
Yeah. So I guess it's now officially, a pastry of some sort.
Look, it still tastes good to me. Did you also hear a few years ago that they got sued for their footlongs only being 11 inches?
Yeah, I heard about that. That person walked away with like a bunch of money.
Yeah, they won the case.
Yeah.
Their footlongs are only 11 inches.
Yeah. It's like easy money. That's great.
I love Subway. Like, I'll be honest. I think Subway's pretty great.
I'll be honest. Subway's the only fast food place I have eaten in the last 4 months. I only eat there.
Last 4 months?
Well, since I came back from vacation, that's the only place I've gone to outside of just making my own groceries.
That's fair. When I lived on Res for 3 years, every place around the university would close at 8 o'clock, except for a Subway that was only like not even a block away from where my residence was. That was 24 hours. I ate so much Subway when I was there. It was the only thing open. So like when I'm really drunk or up doing homework really late, only thing to go grab something to eat, gotta go to Subway. So I ate a ton of Subway, a lot of Subway.
You know, I'm a big Subway fan. I actually found out a week ago that they removed the honey oat bread.
Was the best freaking bread.
And I was so upset.
I am gone in a hot sec here.
I was very upset. And then I asked for the Italian herbs and cheese. Like, oh, we're out of that one. We still have it, but we're out today. I was like, what the fuck do you guys have? Flatbread?
Flatbread? That's solid. Flatbread?
Yeah.
Do they still have flatbread? Do they keep flatbread but get rid of the honey oat?
Yes!
That is bollocks.
Who the fuck doesn't eat honey oat? It's the best one. It was a complete insult. It was a slap in the face for me.
So good.
I felt very personally attacked, to be honest.
Because
I go to that one all the time. I felt like at least me alone, they should have kept some honey out. They know me.
Yeah, exactly.
But the news here. So the backstory here is Subway. They had to pay taxes, obviously, and to get out of it, they applied to this Irish Supreme Court. They applied a trial where they said, hey, we are serving people bread. This is a necessity. And it's not some McDonald's burger. We're serving like a necessity with bread and healthy food options. So we shouldn't have to pay taxes. This is a necessity food item.
Yeah, you don't have to pay taxes on like bread and milk and stuff.
Yeah, so that's what they're going for. They're like, this is bread. We're serving bread to customers. We should not have to pay taxes. This is their way of getting out of it. And so the Irish Supreme Court, this has been a long battle for a few months or years or so, and that's how it officially was announced. Ireland said, okay, you want to try and pull this stunt? Well, this isn't officially bread anymore. That's why it's no longer declared bread.
Now, we know that Subway isn't officially bread, but do you think they could officially earn a Michelin star?
Yes. Yeah, they should have it. Well, they don't have the honey oat anymore, so that's not...
No chance, then.
Yeah,
no
it's
chance.
Not Michelin star worthy.
No. The Michelin star critiques wouldn't dare try herb and cheese. Yeah.
They're like, flatbread?
They spit in the face of flatbread.
Flatbread? This is an insult. It should be extra taxes.
They're going to have to change the name of flatbread now, though, because it's not actually bread.
Yes. Flat cake. That's true, yeah. Instead of white
like pancake?
Yeah, it's just pancake, yeah. Instead of white bread, it's just white cake.
White cake?
Yeah, they gotta change it all.
You think they'll come up with a chocolate bun then called chocolate cake?
Bun. Alright, so you guys don't have honey oat anymore. Could I have chocolate cake flavor?
Man. That's good. That's rich. There you go.
So there you have it. Subway try to push. Oh well, we're serving bread, so we should get out of taxes. And the Irish Supreme Court pulled out.
They're not fucking around.
They pulled the reverse Uno card and they went, oh no, that's not bread now.
Yeah. But do you think they make Guinness pay taxes, or do you think Guinness is like, nah, that's an essential. Guinness beer is an essential over there.
Ireland will allow that.
Yeah, well, of course. Come on. They have their priorities straight.
Yeah.
Gotta love the Irish.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe if Subway was closer to the Irish, they might have given it a pass. But no, it's not bread anymore. So if you want to pick up a loaf of cake, you can stop by your local Subway.
Local Subway. Damn. How much freaking sugar is in the bread?
I don't know. I should look into this.
How much sugar is there?
I always thought I was eating healthy, but maybe that's how they deceive you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe their loaf is just like even more unhealthy than like a Big Mac at this point. Who knows? Four times the sugar content of a loaf of a normal bread. I don't know.
Is a Big Mac bun normal bread, do you think, though?
That's true. Maybe they should apply for the...
Maybe there's like six times the amount of sugar in a Big Mac one.
I imagine the Big Mac's got tons of sugar in their bread. But
well, yeah. Not so much like the sauce and stuff, so I'll get sugar in it.
Yeah. Yeah, there you have it. Well, what about the new... what about the new Burger King burger? What do you think the bread they have? That's since it's a Michelin star. That's got to be real bread, right?
That is fresh bread straight from the bakery.
Yeah. So maybe they should be going for that appeal first. Maybe they should first speak to the Irish Supreme Court, and then once they get passed for real bread, then go to Michelin and be like, hey, this is legit bread. Like, this is a legit food.
This is certified bread.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to pay taxes on this shit.
No. They wake their bakers up at 5 in the morning every day to roll out some fresh bread just for the burger. They shoot the cow right there in the store.
That's right. So... we always said that, well, since we compare Michelin to the Oscars would never give it to a foreign film. Parasite just won. They'll never get to give it to an animated film. I'm sure that is to come in a few decades' time. So
Spider-Man couldn't do it with the, you know, the subpar list of movies from 2018. I'm hesitant to say it'll ever happen. I'm optimistic, but I'm hesitant.
To be fair, I'm in the mindset where I don't think it ever will.
Like, Spider-Verse couldn't do it in 20. It was like 2019. Again, okay, 2019 was a stacked year. Like, there's no way it would have won. Like, 2018 was pretty weak.
Hey, and this is a weak year. They just got to just release Soul, guys. Release Soul.
I'm excited for Soul.
This is your chance, Disney. Get the first best picture.
Honestly, though, Onward right now, I think, has a chance.
No. To win best picture? No.
It won't, but I think it deserves it right now. I don't know if I've seen a movie better.
I think, like, critically, films like Invisible Man would still have a better chance than Onward.
I mean, I've obviously been back in the horse of a Team Bad Boys for Life for Best Picture.
That's but, right.
Only because I think it'd be hilarious. And not undeserved, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure it's undeserved this year. I think it'd be hilarious if Bad Boys for Life won a Best Picture.
Yeah, and to be fair, I would love an Onward win. I've always been a big Onward defender.
Onward, I think, is phenomenal.
I just feel like just the buzz it has, a lot of people don't really like it. It's pretty low on Letterboxd.
I think it was undersold. Like, I wasn't excited for it. I'm normally excited for all Pixar movies. But, like, I wasn't super hyped for it. The buzz going into it was pretty subpar. No one seemed excited for it. But, oh my God, was it good.
Yeah, no, it was great. I would love it to win Best Picture. I don't think it would. But Soul has the buzz. Disney.
Excited for Soul. Soul has all the buzz.
Yeah,
Soul,
but it's not coming out this year.
We don't know for sure yet, do we?
Yeah, no, every Disney pulled every single move that they had left for 2020. They're not releasing anything for the rest of the year.
Well, Soul isn't slated to be put back in theaters anytime yet, unlike most other Disney films. And I have heard rumors it might be going to Disney Plus.
Well, that'd be good.
Like, I've heard there hasn't been any say in any, either direction, but it's not slated for re-release at any point. Like, it's not in theaters yet.
No.
And I have heard buzz it might be going to Disney Plus.
Okay, well, hey, maybe we'll come out this year then.
Probably in the same way Mulan went out, but they haven't said anything yet, so maybe not.
Oh, I hope not.
Mulan is now, I think you can just rent it for $30 even if you don't have Disney Plus right now.
Yeah, they just announced that recently, yeah.
Which who was dying to watch Mulan, but like, man, I really don't want to have to pay $9 to watch every other Disney movie for a month. That's too much for me. I'm a huge Disney fan. I really, really want to see Mulan, but I ain't doing that.
Especially now that Mandalorian's coming out at the end of the month. I can't cough up $9 to watch this month.
$9 to watch it this month? No way.
Yeah.
And would Hamilton qualify for like any sort of Oscars or anything?
I'm not too familiar with it. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, like, I don't know either, because it's like it's sort of a movie, but really it's not really a movie. If it would, then it most definitely deserves.
So what I was getting at here was the Oscars. We never thought these things would happen, but they eventually do. The prestigious Oscars are slowly transitioning, so the prestigious Michelin Do you want to call now, Tristan? Which fast food chain, Subway, Burger King, what have you, which one is going to get the first Michelin star?
First Michelin star, not Burger King. It's, although they're making the first attempt, and I expect them being the pioneer in this fast food revolution.
Yeah.
I think Burger King has a real, you know, history of being subpar. You know, I like it. It's kind of like the Illumination of animated studios.
Oh my gosh. That sounds horrible.
It leaves a bad taste in most people's mouths.
No, wouldn't that be like Harvey's or Arby's?
Well, Arby's isn't even a fast food restaurant. That is a money laundering scheme for some drug company. I'm convinced, for years now I've been saying this, there is no way Arby's makes money. It is a money laundering scheme for some massive like drug cartel. Quentin, of all your years, have you ever met anyone who likes Arby's? Have you ever talked to your friends, hey, let's go out for lunch. Where do you want to go? And they go, let's go to Arby's. Have you ever?
I've had one person say they like Arby's, and I went, oh, when was the last time you went? And they're like, oh, like 6 months ago. And I was like, okay, well, you don't really like Arby's.
Have you ever driven past an Arby's and actually seen people sitting
in the No, nobody goes to Arby's. I agree with you. This clearly something going on. It's full.
No one likes Arby's. Nobody eats Arby's. Yet there is one in every town. There are Arby's all over the place. It has to be a money laundering scheme. There's no way they're making money. I refuse to believe it.
Well, we should get Well Dog to start his fifth job and work at Arby's and get us the inside scoop.
You're right. We should. He could do it. We should send him in there as a spy. Figure out which drug cartel is owning Arby's.
That's right.
But as far as which one would win, not McDonald's.
No.
Not Wendy's. Wendy's won't do it. For sure not Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen's... Besides their ice cream, their food is hot trash. I like most fast food places, but I'm not fucking Dairy Queen.
Hey, I like that food way better than Harvey's. Harvey's is the epitome of horrible food.
I only had Harvey's once in the past decade. And the burger I had was exactly the kind of burger you get like a school barbecue. It was the exact burger you get at a school barbecue. You know something I could make a run for? A&W. A&W's got like high quality shit.
Oh, actually that's a good call. A&W. They could
release... A&W's food's normally pretty fresh. It tastes pretty good.
Yep.
You know, like, their stuff doesn't taste like it's processed trash.
Yeah, that might actually be the biggest contender.
I'm real negative. I like most fast food places. I eat fast food probably a little more than I should. I like most fast food places.
2 years ago, I used to go all the time. I love fast food. I'm just trying to not go. Yeah. But fast food's the best, honestly.
Fast food's great. I enjoy most of them. As far as maybe something like In-N-Out, maybe?
That was going to be my contender I was going to throw out there is In-N-Out.
The only thing with In-N-Out, though, is that they never, like never, add new things to the menu. That's the whole shtick with In-N-Out, right? I think like in the past decade, I think they added hot chocolate as like their only new menu item in the past like 6 years. They just don't add new items, meaning if they haven't won a Michelin star yet, how are they going to win it with what? The same burger that they just haven't won it with yet? Like,
but,
they never added new things.
Well, exactly. Michelin has never done it. But if there starts...
True.
I can see McDonald's now throwing out, oh, hey, we have a new burger, Michelin. Like, people start throwing it out as, like, a meme.
If In-N-Out would really try it. I don't know if In-N-Out would really care.
I think In-N-Out might just make, like, a tweet about it. Or just, they might be, like, as a joke, oh, hey, well, we got a brand new burger for you, Michelin. It's just a photo of the same burger that they've had for 50-plus years.
They are good. It is great.
Just as, like, a joke or whatever. And I could see maybe Michelin, just as a joke, just tries out a few. And I could see In-N-Out getting it. But I agree. If... They're not going to make a new burger, so if this burger isn't worthy, that's it.
What about Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Ooh, the one everyone's freaking out about.
Well, it's now in Canada, eh?
That's true.
I haven't gone and got it yet, but it is in Canada.
I wonder if Welling's gotten it yet. I feel like he has. I think you're right with A&W. That might be the prestigious fast food restaurant to get a chance here, especially because they like to make new stuff all the time. They might.
They do.
I can see them making a burger and calling it the Michelin burger.
Ooh, that'd be good. Have a partnership with Michelin tires.
Yes, the buns are shaped like tires.
There you go. Now we're talking.
And then the Irish Supreme Court stands up and goes, "That's not bread.
That's not bread. Those are tires.
That's a tire.
They shaped like a tire. It can't be bread."
Yeah. Yeah, the Irish Supreme Court, they're on it.
They're on it. Yeah, that's fair. I respect the Irish Supreme Court.
Yeah, you know what? We should only do podcasts where we just discuss the new updates for the Irish Supreme Court.
Irish Supreme Court.
They know what's up.
The only court you can really trust.
Yeah, the only ones I rely on.
Yeah. Well, you didn't mention how Jamie Foxx is in talks to play Electro again in the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh, yes, I did see that. I didn't know if that was like... Yeah, it's just in talks. I didn't know
how, yeah, really, I guess how it's just in talks.
Newsworthy, yeah, that is. Yeah. But yeah, that would be funny if we got Electro back.
I mean, Electro's a character's cool. And Jamie Foxx is an actor. He's a good actor.
Yeah. Well, like, Electro's fine. He brings electricity. Storm's going to be here soon. Like, I don't know.
Storm is cooler, right?
Yeah, she's got way more powers.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, I'm not excited for a possible Electro return, but also Spider-Man. I feel like we can get much better Spider-Man villains.
Yeah, that's true. There's so many cool Spider-Man villains.
Yeah. I love the two that they already picked so far. Falcon Mysterio.
I would be surprised if you don't see Green Goblin in the MCU, only because he's such an iconic bad guy.
That is fair.
There have been, what, like, at least two, three, if you count the one from Spider-Man 3 iterations of Green Goblin.
Right.
Be a little unnecessary.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I think they are intentionally going for the villains that haven't been used yet.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, like, there were no film versions of Falcon or Mysterio until MCU.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, are there any other big Spider-Man heroes that there hasn't been any TV versions of yet?
I was just trying to... Yeah. Spider-Man villains that aren't on film.
Rhino never had a movie, but he was in the very end of Amazing Spider-Man 2.
That's fair. And they haven't really had a good, like... Because he's very similar to, like, Bane from Batman, but, like, they haven't had, like, a big villain like that, just pure muscle.
Yeah, it's a big, raw, strong guy.
Yeah.
There's also Morbius is about to have his own movie, so I guess he's pretty much out of contention.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd be out.
You know, he's never been in a Spider-Man film.
Yeah. I'm not too sure.
Yeah. As far as Batman villain, Clayface has never been done, and I think that's the one that's got to be done.
Clayface. Yeah.
Such a cool bad guy concept.
We haven't done that joke in a while. Me and Welling always joke about Clayface being in the new Batman movie.
Do we know the bad guy is in the Batman movie?
Yeah, the Riddler.
Oh, Riddler's cool. I'm not for Riddler.
Which makes sense because this film is going to be a different style of Batman, where it's going to be like a black noir mystery style film.
Yeah, real gritty, I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah, because Batman's also a detective in the comics, but they never show it.
Yeah, he's like the world's greatest detective is one of his many taglines, you know?
Yeah.
Creator, Dark Knight, world's greatest detective sort of thing. They never really show that side of him too often.
Yeah, so they are really going to lean forward with that for this version of Batman.
I'm excited for this new Batman movie, man. I love Batman in general.
I'm excited too. I think the trailer looked great. I think the Riddler is a great villain. I love Robert Pattinson.
I'm really loving Robert Pattinson. This new sort of career revival he's had since the Twilight era of his career.
Yeah.
I think he's been doing great stuff.
I'm rooting for him.
Even the movies he has been in haven't been like absolutely knockout films. I think his performances have always been good.
All right. And Tristan, do you have any sports stories or any reviews on Kraft Dinner Bowls you had this week?
Sports stories. I don't think I have any on any of those. No.
No Kraft Dinner stories? No.
I haven't eaten Kraft Dinner. Well, actually, I did have... This past week at Burger King, they had the little deep-fried Kraft Dinner Bites. Not very good.
No? How many Michelin stars would you give it?
Like, probably like 2.5.
No.
Wait, how hard are Michelin stars to get?
I think there's only 3 Michelin stars.
Wait, there's 5. The restaurant in Ratatouille had 5, didn't it?
Or maybe it's only 4. I think they got 4.
Oh.
I think I 4 is the highest.
Well, I could, but Welling, if Welling were to make them a dish... He can get 5 Michelin stars.
Well, yeah. So 2.5 out of 4. That's not too bad.
Yeah. Well, anything at Burger King is at least a 3, right?
That's true. Except for those. Yeah.
2.5. The Whopper is a solid 4.
Well, obviously. That goes without saying. That's real bread, according to the Irish.
Yeah, like that shit over at Subway.
Yeah. That shit's definitely only 1 Michelin star.
Yeah, exactly. All now, right. that shit owes me a Michelin star.
Yeah, especially once they removed Honey Oat. Unbelievable. All right, well, that is it for this week on Pop Topic. We'll see you guys next week. Have a fantastic day.
Yeah.